Hello and welcome to Worship at Home for the 26th of September. My name is Chris Bennett and I'll be leading the service along with my husband Peter. Today we'll be following a harvest theme and we begin with some words from Psalm 65 which Peter will read for us.
From Psalm 65. The whole earth is filled with awe at your wonders. Where morning dawns, where evening fades, you call forth songs of joy. You care for the land and water it. You enrich it abundantly. The streams of God are filled with water to provide the people with corn, for so you have ordained it. You drench its furrows and level its ridges. You soften it with showers and bless its crops. You crown the year with your bounty, and your carts overflow with abundance. The grasslands of the wilderness overflow. The hills are clothed with gladness. The meadows are covered with flocks and the valleys mantled with corn. They shout for joy and sing. So now I invite you to join in, if you are familiar with the words of this great harvest hymn, "Come ye thankful people, come, raise the song of harvest home."
Pray together. Father God, great Creator, I come to you today in this special harvest season with a heart of gratitude for all you provide. I recall your promise to Noah and his family that still stands firm today, that as long as the earth endures, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, summer and winter, day and night, will never cease. Perhaps now you'd like to think back over the last week or two and think about the way God has provided for you. And maybe there's something in particular you'd like to give thanks for. I think I'd like to thank him for fruit for the freezer, raspberries and blackberries. Father God, I acknowledge that all I enjoy comes from you, and I'm truly thankful. I thank you that you are a faithful, loving God who keeps his promises and knows how to give good gifts to his children. Amen. We continue to reflect on God's faithfulness in the words of our next hymn, Great is Thy Faithfulness. And verse 2 actually mentions harvest, summer and winter, and springtime and harvest, sun, moon and stars in their courses above, join with all nature in manifold witness to thy great faithfulness, mercy and love. Great is thy faithfulness.
Thank you.
Our Bible reading is from John chapter 6, verses 1 to 14. Sometime after this, Jesus crossed to the far shore of the Sea of Galilee, that is, the Sea of Tiberias. And a great crowd of people followed him, because they saw the signs he performed by healing those who were ill. Then Jesus went up on a mountainside and sat down with his disciples. The Jewish Passover festival was near. When Jesus looked up and saw a great crowd coming towards him, he said to Philip, "Where shall we buy bread for these people to eat?" He asked this only to test him, for he already had in mind what he was going to do. Philip answered him, "It would take more than half a year's wages to buy enough bread for each one to have a bite." Another of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, spoke up. "Here's a boy with 5 small barley loaves and 2 small fish. But how far will they go among so many?" Jesus said, "Make the people sit down." There was plenty of grass in that place, and they sat down. About 5,000 men were there. Jesus then took the loaves, gave thanks, and distributed to those who were seated as much as they wanted. He did the same with the fish. When they'd all had enough to eat, he said to his disciples, "Gather the pieces that are left over. Let nothing be wasted." So they gathered them and filled 12 baskets with the pieces of the 5 barley loaves left over by those who'd eaten. After the people saw the sign Jesus performed, they began to say, "Surely this is the prophet who is to come into the world."
So we've heard again one of the best known incidents in the life of Jesus. It is one of those miracles that is recorded in all 4 Gospels, the biographies of Jesus. I'm sure you've heard it many times. Maybe, like me, you first heard it in Sunday school, when the focus was on the unknown boy who generously shared what he had. Then later, perhaps, you were encouraged to think about the astonishing miracle of multiplication and what it tells us about Jesus and who he is. Today in this harvest service, I want to draw your attention to what this event might say to us about harvest and about our shared responsibility for the good earth God has given us to care for as his representatives. So let's think first about the barley loaves and the fish that Jesus shared with this vast crowd of hungry people sat on the grass that late afternoon overlooking the Sea of Galilee. Where did the fish come from? Well, pretty certainly from the sea they could see below them. Those 2 fish were part of the harvest of the sea. Someone caught them, harvested them, just as Peter and Andrew, James and John were doing when Jesus called them to harvesting people instead of fish. We are still harvesting and enjoying fish today. So let's spare a thought for the fish harvesters and fish farmers working in difficult conditions, many away from home for long periods. We have overfished, over-harvested our seas too, and must learn again how to preserve and rebuild those fish stocks, not only for human consumption, but also as food for the other creatures who live in the sea, or who depend upon it for food. Then what about the barley bread which this unknown boy's mother had made that morning? It had to be sown, tended, and harvested perhaps by the boy's father. Perhaps the lad had helped too, scaring away the birds or gathering up the stalks. Think again about those who grow barley, wheat, rice, vegetables or fruit in this country and many other countries too, to provide the food that's on our tables. Remember them with thanks for all their hard work and dedication, their struggles with the weather, with government policy and changing prices to bring the harvest to market. Now let's notice today what Jesus did when he was given those loaves and fish. He gave thanks. Harvest is a day to give thanks. Come, ye thankful people, come, we sing. We give thanks for the gifts of earth and sea that Jesus held in his strong hands. And he gave thanks to God, the creator of the earth and seas. Yes, we thank growers and producers, farmers and fishers today, but we also must give thanks to God. All our thanks must go to him. This was one meal on one hillside. The people were hungry again next day, as Jesus was. I'm sure he gave thanks at every meal and for every meal. Is that something you do? Do you thank God for the food you have? Do you value it as a sacred gift as Jesus did? Perhaps you should. And finally, let's notice what happened after the people were fed, all 5,000 of them. It is curious that in all the accounts it is noted that there were 12 baskets left over. Everyone had enough, and there was more than enough. What happened to those leftovers, I wonder? I'm pretty certain they weren't wasted. Each of the disciples had a basket full of scraps to remind them of that day, to remind them of what Jesus did, and to remind them that there was more than enough, that with God there is always more than enough. He is a generous, more than enough God. We waste huge amounts of food in this country, roughly one third in the manufacturing, one third in the shops, and one third in our homes. We have begun to do better at cutting down our waste, but there is so much more all of us can do. There is more than enough, as there was on that Galilean hillside. More than enough for everyone, yet many are still hungry. They are hungry for many complex and interrelated reasons, but for sure our waste does not help. And our waste contributes to global warming, climate change, which in turn contributes to food poverty around the world. So let's think today about the harvesters of land and sea. Let's remember to give thanks to our generous God for them and for our food every time we eat. And let's remember that there is more than enough, and do what we can to avoid waste, to use the leftovers, to be generous and to share our surplus, just like they did so long ago. Amen. To follow on from those few thoughts about the need to be thankful, we're going to sing another very familiar harvest hymn, and I do invite you to join in where you are as we hear, "We plough the fields and scatter the good seed on the land. All good gifts around us are sent from heaven above. Then thank the Lord. Oh, thank the Lord for all his love."
and scatter the good seed on the land, but it is fed and watered by God's almighty hand. He sends the snow in winter, the warmth to smell the grain, the breezes and the sunshine and soft refreshing rain. All good gifts around us are sent from heaven above. Now thank the Lord, oh thank the Lord for all his love. He only is the maker of all things near and far. He paints the wayside flower, he lights the evening star. The winds and waves obey him, by him the birds are fed. Much more to us his children he gives our daily bread. All good gifts are for all things bright and good, the seed time and the harvest, our life, our health, our food. No gifts have we to offer, for all thy love imparts, but that which thou desirest, our humble thankful hearts. All good gifts around us are sent from heaven above. Then thank the Lord, oh thank the Lord for all his love.
And now we come to the point in our service where we pray for others and for ourselves. So let's pray together. Father God, at this special harvest season, we pray for all those involved in harvesting in any way, whether in agriculture, horticulture, forestry, mining, or fisheries. And also for those involved in processing and distributing our food, including factory workers, delivery drivers, and shop workers. Now, if you happen to know anyone working in one of these occupations, you might like to name them before God now. I can think of several shop workers I know, and a farmer too. Heavenly Father, we ask that you would bless the work of their hands, that they feel valued for what they do and will be paid a fair wage. Where people are working in difficult or lonely circumstances, we pray that you would be at work to improve their situations. We ask that you would meet the current need for delivery drivers in our country. It's when there's a shortage that we realise just how valuable they are. We thank you for the network of food banks up and down the country, providing such a support to so many at this time. Please continue to provide workers, buildings, food and other resources needed to enable them to continue to operate. We pray especially for our own local West Sparks Food Bank, asking your blessing on each worker and each person who visits. If anyone's reluctant to come forward for help, please give them the courage to do so. We name before you now anyone known to us personally in particular need today, perhaps because of illness, loneliness, or bereavement. We ask you, Lord, to make yourself real to them in their situation and to meet their needs. Finally, we pray for ourselves, Lord, knowing that you care about even the smallest details of our lives. Maybe you'd like to ask God for whatever you need most today. Lord, we commit the week ahead to you, knowing you will be with us in whatever circumstances we find ourselves. May you be glorified in our lives. We ask all our prayers in Jesus' name. Amen. And now we say the Lord's Prayer together, remembering that we are just one of the many who will say or sing this prayer today. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. We end our service today with one of my favourite hymns, How Great Thou Art. I was looking through to see which verse I would pick out as a favourite, and actually, I like them all. But I've picked out the second one to read. I'll tell you why in a minute. I'll read it to you first. When through the woods and forest glades I wander, and hear the birds sing sweetly in the trees, when I look down from lofty mountain grandeur, and see the brook and feel the gentle breeze, then sings my soul, my Saviour God, to thee, how great thou art. And there have been many occasions over the past years since I've had ME that I haven't been able to walk through woods or walk up hills, and it makes me appreciate it when I can. And so when I sing this verse, I just really think about the times when I have been able to do that, and the enjoyment that I get from hearing the birds sing and just being out in the breeze and being near water. So let's sing together, How Great Thou Art.
again, it's been good to be able to lead this time of worship at home with you and to know that you are listening and sharing with us. We're going to end with a final prayer of blessing. Every time I eat a meal, every time I quench my thirst, every time I enjoy creation, I experience your blessing, O God. So fill me with thanks and praise. In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, who blesses us now. Amen.